Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishneh Yomi continues for Erev Shabbat Ve'et Hanan. We're in chapter 3 of Bava Kama, chapter Hamaniach, Mishnayot Zayin Chet today. Mishnah 7, Hamvakea, one who's making a Bekah. There's a funny place called Bekah Valley. Bekah literally means split or valley. So here he's splitting wood. He's Mevakea Bershut Yachid in a private area, Vehizik Bershut Rabim. And some splinters or wood chips, twigs, come out and they hurt somebody or something in the public area. Or Bershut Rabim, he's cutting wood in the public area, Hizik Bershut Yachid, the splinters fly out and hurt someone in their private yard. Bershut Yachid, Vehizik Bershut Yachid Acher, he's cutting wood in his own backyard, his own chatzer, and it goes into someone else's chatzer, Hayav. In all of these cases, he must pay damages. Again, this is even though the damages aren't being caused intentionally and aren't being caused by the person's body himself, but through his action of splitting wood, he's causing splinters, causing something hazardous to come out, even indirectly, he's on the hook to pay. It's interesting, there's a Gemara in Makot, the beginning of the second parak of Makot, or Makos, talks about this case where somebody, God forbid, was killed by unintentional splinters or shards, or perhaps the head of the axe slipping off the axe in a similar incident. And they talk about, well, they were in the woods and everyone has permission to use the woods and cut wood there. So, but even so, a person is liable for damages. And if God forbid a fatality would occur, liable perhaps to go into Golut, into Golus, to atone for that event. Anyway, on to Mishnah Chet. Shnei Shavarim Tamim. There are two perfect oxen. This sounds like the beginning of a joke. They walk into a bar, I think. Nope, here's Shachavlu, Zay, and Zay. They wounded each other. So what do? Again, they assess the actual damages of both. And Mishalmin b'motar chatzi nezek. Whoever caused more damages pays the motar the difference, but only halfway. So if Reuven's ox caused $60 of damage and Shimon's ox caused $100 of damage, then there's a $40 difference, and Shimon's on the hook for $20, because again, this is Shor Tam, an animal that is not muad, that is not accustomed to causing damage. The Mishnah brings the next case, Shnehem Muadim. Both of them were muad to cause damage. Mishalmin b'motar nezek sholem. So now he pays the entire $40 difference. Again, it's an animal that's muad. Ehad tam ve'ehad muad. Now, what if one animal is tam and the other one is muad? Or muad b'tam, or, you know, the muad injures the tam, mishalm b'motar nezek shalem. He has to pay the entire amount of the difference. Tam b'muad, but if the unwarned animal damages the warned animal, mishalm b'motar chatzi nezek. He pays half of the difference, the above and beyond damages, again, because it's a shor tam. It's an animal that's not accustomed to causing damage, so he's only on the hook for half of the damages. V'chen shnei anoshim, so too when there are two people, and they're fighting and they wound each other, God forbid. If one caused more damage than the other, the one who caused more damage has to pay the entire difference. Again, Adam muad l'olam. Adam is always considered warned against causing damage through action or inaction. Adam muad umuad ba'adam. What if a person gets in a fight with a shor muad? He's a bullfighter. I don't recommend this. He is injured, and he injures the attacking animal. Mishalim b'motar nezek sholem. So whoever caused more damage pays complete damages, because Adam is muad la'olam, and this animal was muad. Adam b'tam, what if he gets in a fight with a tam animal, an animal that doesn't normally damage? Tam b'adam. So Adam b'tam, mishalim b'motar nezek sholem. So if the person caused more damage, the person pays the difference, but the entire difference. Adam muad la'olam. Tam be'odam, if the goat or the shore got the upper hand and caused more damage to the person, mishalim b'motar chatzi nezek. So then he would pay the difference, but only the owner of the animal would pay only half the damages, because again, it's a tam. It's an animal that's not accustomed to doing this. Now, obviously, if a human being went into the cage with the lion or the wild bull or something, that's kind of their fault. So we're talking about a situation where they're in the public, they both have permission to be on the public street, and the animal happens to hurt him, and he punches the animal back, and they get in a fight. You know, these things happen sometimes. Rabbi Akiva Omer, af tam shechavu ba'adam. Rabbi Akiva has a little distinction for the last case. He says, even an animal that's unwarned, not accustomed to causing damage, but it injures a human being, mishalem b'motar nezek shalem. He would have to pay full damages. Rabbi Akiva is saying, just like people always have to pay full damages, an animal injuring a person always pays full damages. It's only when an animal causes damage to property or causes injury to another animal, that's when a tam pays chatzi nezek and only a muad pays nezek shalom. The Bartner here brings that Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk to back him up. Kamishpat hazeh, so just like the shor muad, so too is with when an ox or an animal damages a human being. Yishar kochachem, good Shabbos.